To the abandoned soul, God is visible even in the proud souls who oppose him. Every creature, whether good or evil, reveals God to him. The whole principle on which the simple soul bases its life is to do God's will, and he respects its working even in the wicked deeds which the arrogant man commits to affront it. Such a man despises a humble soul, in whose eyes he is a mere cipher, for it sees only God in his person and his deeds. The man of pride often imagines that the unassuming modesty of the simple soul is the sign that it fears him, although it is merely the sign of the loving fear of God and his will as shown to it by this haughty fellow. No, poor fool, the simple soul has no fear of you. You fill it with pity. It is answering God when you think it is talking to you. It knows it is dealing with God and considers you only as one of his slaves, or rather, as a shadow which disguises him. The haughtier the tone you take, the more softly does it answer you. And when you think to take it by surprise, you are the one who will be startled. For it, all your cheating and violence come as favors from heaven. A proud soul is a riddle which a simple soul enlightened by faith solves very easily. The realization that God is active in all that happens at every moment is the deepest knowledge we can have in this life of the things of God. It is a continuous revelation, an endless renewed traffic with God. The bridegroom is enjoyed without any stealth or secrecy, not in the wine cellar nor in the vineyard, but openly and freely and fearing no one. It is peace, joy, love, and a feeling of being at ease with God, who is seen and known, or rather believed, to be present and always active in the most faultless way in every happening. It is a taste of paradise, which is, in this life, only sensed imperfectly through a veil of shadows. But when it comes to the moment of our death, the Holy Ghost, who secretly moves all the pieces of the board of life by his continual and fruitful activity, will say, "Let there be light." Then we shall behold all the riches which faith alone knew were hidden in the depths of peace and contentment with God, who is with us all the time and by our side in all we do and suffer. When God gives himself thus, the commonplace becomes extraordinary, and so nothing appears to be out of the way. The path along which we go is itself so extraordinary that there is no need to ornament it with extraneous wonders. It is a miracle and a constant delight, yet in itself has nothing about it to dazzle our senses. But it does turn all the ordinary affairs of life into things which are rare and wonderful.